If you want to eliminate the stored tension in your muscles, get rid of the aches and pains in your neck and shoulders, then you're going to love this Hatha Yoga class. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are in beautiful Beacon Hill Park in the spring, my favorite season with the camas. And we're going to do an amazing myofascial release class today with Hatha Yoga for your shoulders and your neck. And you're going to need a mat and some blocks and your hands. That's it. So let's go ahead and rest back on your back. So if you have any low back issues, you're going to have your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Otherwise, you can lie with your legs out long. And we're just going to start by paying attention to your breath. Okay, so become aware of breath movement in your shoulders. And this isn't about right or wrong or better or best at this point. We're just noticing, because at the end of the class we'll notice again and see if there's more breath movement at the end of the class. And then notice, pay attention, and see if you can feel breath movement in your neck. And then just check in with your relationship between your shoulders and the ground. Just notice if they're connecting with the ground, or if they're lifted off the ground, or if they're resting into the ground. Again, this is the beginning of the class, so you don't need to be perfect right now. We're just checking in and feeling what's happening. No right or wrong or better or best. And then become aware of the relationship between the back of your neck and the ground. So there is a curve in the back of your neck, and so there should be space between the back of your neck and the ground. Now just check in with the tension in your shoulders. And then become aware also the tension in your neck or the ease in your neck. So just before we go into our movements, I just want to say a little bit about what we're doing, about what myofascial release is. Myo means muscle, and fascia refers to the network of connective tissue that surrounds and includes your muscle. And the fascial tissues get misaligned due to trauma, injury, poor movement patterns, and emotional stress. So in today's class, we're going to use our own hands to apply compression and massage techniques to create a neurophysiological response in your myofascia. Because your myofascia is so rich in nerve endings, when you apply gentle pressure, nerve signals will flow to your brain. And what happens is that it controls your ability to move, or it sends a message through the myofascia about how your movement can be. So when you apply that gentle pressure to your myofascia, either using your hands in the case of this class, your brain signals back to your tissue that there's no longer need for tension, and you'll find that there's way more ease of movement, greater flow, greater range of motion. So in a nutshell, myofascial release creates a neurological response that gives you the opportunity to create more efficient movement patterns. And the latest research on this shows that the best way to do it is to do your myofascial release, train, so you're training your brain. It's the way myofascial release works, I hope I've explained, is that it's a neural response. There's a lot of misconceptions about it there, that we're breaking down adhesions. That's not how it works. It's a brain response. So we do the movement, your brain thinks it knows how to do the movement, then we tell your brain that, oh, actually you can do something else. then we do this something else, and your brain is able to lock that in. So that's how you create the change in the movement patterns and the change in the perception of the experience as well. So that's what we're doing. The myofascial research is really new. It's really just, you know, in the last 10 years that it's come out. So we're just trying to keep up with it. That's all we're doing. So we're all going to forgive ourselves for the misinformation that's out there and that's been presented. And we're just going to move forward with the new information that we have now. Okay. So let's move on. And we're going to start with sunshine arms. So you're going to inhale. I like to call them sunshine arms. You're going to inhale, take your arms overhead, and exhale down and around. And when you do that, I just want you to pay attention to your shoulders, particularly the tops of your shoulders, how they feel there, if they feel kind of pinchy and tight in that spot. So inhale overhead. Feel the range of motion. Exhale down and around. Paying attention to the tops of the shoulders. Okay, so now we're going to create a neurophysiological response. You use all four fingers, and right on the tops of your shoulders, you're just going to press there, and it's probably going to feel a little tender. So you want it to kind of hurt good. Okay, then we're going to release that, and we're going to do that movement again with the arms. And feel, wow, okay, isn't that amazing? There's way less tension in the tops of the shoulders there. You might feel, so I feel way more ease of movement and more fluidity. If you ever watch the videos of fascia, they're like, it's like liquid spider webs. And you can kind of feel that more liquidy, hydrated movement after something like this. Now the result is temporary. So that's okay. So there's lots of things in our lives. We have to eat more than once a day. You don't eat once, then you're never hungry again. You don't brush your teeth, then never have to brush your teeth again. You don't do ab curls once and then have six pack abs for the rest of your life. Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah, breathe. You don't breathe once and then never have to do it again. So it's the same thing with this. It's a temporary effect. You have to do it again and again. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is almost the same thing, but we're going to do it in bridge pose. So we're going to put a block between our legs, press into our feet, and do the same arms. Inhale overhead. Exhale the arms down and around. Okay, lower it down. Press those four fingers into that meaty part on the tops of your shoulders, just until it hurts good. All those pitta people out there, you just back off a bit. You don't need to push so hard. Okay, then we're gonna come into bridge pose again and do the arms again. And just see if the range of motion is easier, if the movement is more fluid, if there's greater ease. And then you're going to lower down. And how about we curl up, and we're going to sit in a comfortable seated position. I'm going to sit up on this block. You can sit in a chair or on your meditation cushion. We're going to do a neck release now. So we're going to do ear to shoulder. And so again, we're going to feel the movement first, feel what the range of motion is. And then bring your head back up to the center and on the side where it was tight. So I did left ear to left shoulder. So on your right side, you're just going to take those fingers and press in. And then try that again. And see if you have more range of motion, if there's greater ease, less pain, less tension. It was a significant improvement for me. And then we'll come back up to the center. Let's try the other side, ear to shoulder. Feel the difference. And so this side we haven't done yet, and I can really, it feels like a lack of range of motion right now. And then we'll come back up and just stick those fingers in the same spot. Just press on the top. And then ear to shoulder again. Holy cow, that felt like at least 2 inches further. And then bring your head back to the center. The next one you're going to do is you're going to rotate your head to the left, and then you're going to drop your right ear to your right shoulder. Okay, now for this one, what you're going to do is you're going to take your right hand and you're going to hook it over your left shoulder, and you're just going to pull there. You'll feel a little spot. You'll feel there'll be a spot that feels where it hurts good again. And then let's do that again. So we're going to rotate our head to the left. Wow, the rotation's even more. And then ear to right shoulder. So way more range of motion, way more ease, less tension. And back center, we're going to do the other side, just check it out. So you rotate your head to the right this time, and then left ear to the left shoulder. But you really feel the difference in the limited range of motion when you go to the other side that you haven't released yet. And we'll come back to the center and we'll release it. So you'll take your left hand, reach over your right shoulder, and you just kind of hook it in and pull, and you'll feel it's tense. Then we'll do that again. So rotate, and big difference in rotation. And then ear to shoulder, big difference in range of motion. Good job. Just check in and feel your neck and shoulders so far. See how they're feeling. And I'm pretty sure we're doing down dog next. Yes. So if down dog doesn't work for you because it's too much weight bearing for you, you can always do down dog against the wall or using a table. So do what works for you best in your life. Okay. So let's check out downward facing dog. Spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under, and step back into downward facing dog. And I want you to feel particularly into your shoulders. And also feel how much breath you can feel into your upper back and shoulders. And the ease of movement in your upper back and shoulders, and your head hanging here. And then you're just going to come down for a moment, and we're going to release the trapezius. You're going to take your four fingers and just place them on the tops of the shoulders. Just press in. And then we're going to check out the ease of movement, the smoothness of the movement, the range of motion, and also the breath in that area again. Okay, and then look at the space between your hands and walk your feet in. We're going to come up to standing. Okay, we're going to do the release for the neck again. So just check in, ear to shoulder again. And then take your fingers on the top of your shoulder. And then do that ear to shoulder again. Feel the increased range of motion, greater ease. Ear to other shoulder. We'll do the myofascial release for your trapezius again. Just fingers press. And then ear to shoulder again. Okay, and then we're gonna do rotation to the left, right ear to shoulder. And then you're going to take your right hands and hook it over your left shoulder and just pull. And it'll be tender there. We'll do that again. Rotation to left. I always can't believe how much more. Right ear to right shoulder. And then let's do that other way. So rotation to the right, left ear to left shoulder. I'm going to take your left fingers, hook them, and just pull over your shoulder. You're just pulling from the back, and it'll feel tender there. And then we're going to do that again. Rotation to the right, left ears to the shoulders, and feel the increased range of motion, greater ease movement, more smooth, maybe more breath movement, less pain. So the thing with the neck is that small gains are big gains. Little incremental improvements are huge gains in the world of the neck, so that's good. Don't overdo it with your neck or else you will feel it tomorrow. Okay, so let's come to the top of our mat. You're going to step back into warrior one. Step back with your left foot, right hip sinks. You're going to bring your arms up, and again we're paying attention to the tops of the shoulders here and feeling any tension that comes there. And then we're just going to exhale into cactus arms here. Inhale up. Exhale, cactus arms. Elbows back, stay broad across the chest. And then we'll step up and take your fingers, place them just on the tops of your shoulders. Now, don't start overdoing this because you don't want to trigger yourself into a headache or something like that. Just gentle pressure on the tops of your shoulders is enough. Especially as the more we release as we go on, it might not hurt so good anymore. So you don't need to start overdoing it. Okay, and then just step that left foot back again and exhale and just see, is there a greater range of motion, more ease of movement? Can you breathe better? And then step forward again, and we're going to do the other side. So right foot comes back now. Hips face forward, you're going to sink down through the front left sit bone. Inhale, exhale, pull those elbows back. And paying attention to the tops of the shoulders, down the upper back for tension. Inhale up, exhale down. Step forward. Just a little gentle pressure on the tops of the shoulders. In the meaty part, not on the bony part. And then we're going to step back again with the right foot. Sink down through the front left sit bone. Inhale, bring the arms up. Exhale, pull down and feel the difference. Okay, step forward and we're going to do the same arms in chair pose. So I really like using a block between my knees in chair pose. You're going to inhale and exhale, sit back. Exhale, inhale up. And then stand up. And just press gently on the tops of the shoulders. Okay, and then let's go again. Sit back into your heels. And you can release that. Okay, we're going to do one more standing posture. I'm just going to come to somewhere where there's a little more even ground here on the rocks. And it's going to be eagle pose. So a few options here. You can keep both feet on the ground with your feet close together here. That's an option. And you can squat and bring your elbows together. That's a great version of eagle pose. So pay attention to how it's feeling at the tops of your shoulders, the tension that starts to gather in there. Or you can stand on your right foot, cross your left leg over, elbows together. Or right arm, left arm hooks underneath, backs of the hands together, or palms together, or foot up, or foot hooks. So lots of options there. Pay attention to the shoulders here. And prepare to have your mind blown. Okay, and then we're going to take your fingertips and you're going to press them just gently on the tops of your shoulders. And you can go back to whatever version you're doing. So that squat with the elbows together, or left foot over, or left arm underneath, or palms together, and just notice how much different it is in the shoulders or foot hooked. Notice how much more space there is in the shoulders. Okay, let's do this on the other side. So, shake it out. Let's have a little shakeout party dance for the flowers. Okay, so let's squat again, is the option. This time you cover your left arm up, hook the right arm underneath, backs of hands together or palms together. Maybe you're gonna cross the leg over. This would be your right leg now. Your leg can come up or it can hook. Pay attention to the shoulders. And then let's do a little bit of myofascial release magic here with our magic fingers. Just a little gentle pressure on the tops of your shoulders. And then step back into it, either squat with the palms together or hook your arm under the left arm, backs of hands together or palms together. Maybe your right leg comes over, maybe it lifts, maybe it hooks. See how much more space there is in the shoulders. Does it affect your balance even? Okay, good job. We're gonna come back down now. So how about we come through a downward facing dog. Inhale, reach up. Actually, just notice how much better those arms are now too. Much more fluid. Exhale, fold forward. Step back into downward facing dog. And then we're gonna sit down. So choose a comfortable seated position, either in a chair, kneeling on a block, cross-legged on a meditation cushion. I'm gonna sit cross-legged on this block. We're gonna go one more time through that neck release. So you're going to ear to shoulder. An eagle keeps flying overhead here. And then, right there. And then take your fingertips. Ear to shoulder again. Come back center. Ear to shoulder on the other side. Fingertips. Gentle. And ear to shoulder again, breathe in. Breathe out lower. And then we're going to do the levator scapula neck release. So you're going to rotate your neck to the left and then do right ear to right shoulder. And then take your right hand over your back and just give it a little pull on that meaty part. Might feel a little tender under the hooks of your fingers there. Okay, and then let's do it again. So you're gonna rotate to the left and then right ear to right shoulder. It's like, I actually am nervous to take it as far as it will go because it's going so much further than it usually goes. It feels like owl-like or something. I don't know. Okay, and then let's do the other side. So you're going to rotate your head to the right and then left ear to left shoulder. And then you're going to come back to the center, take your left hand over, just hook it on your back, and it'll press it on that little tender spot on the upper back. And then let's rotate to the left again. Right ear to right shoulder. Same thing again. It just feels like freakishly more range of motion here. So that's that neurophysiological response, right? Tell your brain that something else can happen. Okay, and then come back in the center. Just take your hands behind you and lift and open your chest. A little tiny back bend here. Okay, and then we're gonna take a child's pose. If you can't do child's pose because of your knees and your ankles, do knees to chest on your back with your arms overhead, okay? So, child's pose, and pay attention to how it feels with your arms overhead, just the tension that starts to creep in up in the shoulders. Slowly roll up. Let's just take your fingertips on the tops of the shoulders, gently. Back to child's pose. And just feel if there's greater ease in the upper shoulders and more breath. And then slowly roll up. to kneeling. If this is comfortable for you, great. If not, stay on your back and do a reclined twist. We're just going to do a quick twist here. And twist the other side. And then lie on your back for Shavasana. If you have low back problems, you're going to take Shavasana with your knees bent or a bolster underneath your knees. Otherwise, you can lie with your legs out long. It's a very important part of the class to integrate everything that you've just done. And you've done a lot. Like, that was a lot for your brain to take in. Okay, so you continue to stay resting back here in Shavasana. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called The Onion Woman. It's by Ted Kusser, and I chose it because I feel like when we work with the myofascia, we're going down through the layers, you know? So I thought it was appropriate. All of the clothes she owns, she wears in layers, coat upon coat upon coat, like an onion. She's wrapped the woman inside, the taste of the woman, her odors, her heart. But the fear still shows through all those skins, that tight white core where the shoot has withered. All of the clothes she owns, she wears in layers, coat upon coat, like an onion. She's wrapped the woman inside, the taste of the woman, her odors, her heart, but the fear still shows through all those skins, that tight white core where the shoot has withered. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your side. Slowly make your way up to seated. So we'll gather in the fruits of our practice first to ourselves, and then we'll offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu.
May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So, if you made it all the way to the end of this class, to eliminate the tension, the stored tension in your myofascia, give yourself a thumbs up and put, I eliminated stored tension in my myofascia in the comments. And thank you so much for watching, and please feel free to share this with other people that you might think might enjoy the myofascial magic, because it's pretty awesome. And I think it's pretty awesome, and you probably have friends that would think it's awesome too. Thank you to Susanna for your donation, and also Donna and Sean for your donations. If you'd like a PDF of my favorite props, plus a 10-week series on how to use them, videos, these are videos that aren't anywhere else on the web, not even my members have them, then go to melissawest.com/props. And we'd love to have you join us for Myofascial May, where we'll be taking some of these principles that we've used today. We've got tons and tons of classes using a foam roller and balls and some of these myofascial release techniques that we've used today in classes and plans, and like 6-week series of plans of how to introduce these concepts into your life. Especially if you have like chronic illnesses and stuff like that. Anyway, we're doing that all in Myofascial May, so that's there for you too, if you'd like to become a member. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.